Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Food prices across the state in the first quarter of 2014 inched forward but held fairly steady. Dan Smalldome helps coordinate Farm Bureau's quarterly market basket survey, here with first quarter details.
Overall, when we survey our 40 basic grocery items, the total came in this time for the first quarter of 2014 at $120.69. That was about 61 cents above where we were at the end of last year, 2013. So we do see some moderate growth, but it is about expected and what would usually occur during a course of a three-month period.
Nationally, in large part due to regional drought impacts, 2014 food prices are predicted to rise 2 to 3%. Smalldome says this state survey hasn't yet reflected that, but in time will show those price bumps as they occur. He says the survey serves as a food price barometer.
We can all feel the pinch, but we don't necessarily know where it's coming from. And the survey that Farm Bureau conducts here every quarter is just another way for us to kind of pinpoint where some of those changes are coming from, to tie it back to the various reasons of national influence, whether it be weather or fuel prices or manufacturing or whatever it might be that's tied to those price shifts. Farm Bureau is able to help pinpoint those things through this recording.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with Dan Smalldome, coordinator of Farm Bureau's quarterly market basket survey, which tracks food prices in six general categories: beef, pork, poultry, dairy, grains, and fruits and vegetables.
One thing we did find was that of the six categories we surveyed, three increased and three decreased. So that explains a little bit of the balancing out and the nominal increase in price overall.
Sometimes, like this quarter's results, the change isn't eye-popping. But he says the survey shows that food price snapshot, and it provides some noteworthy background.
It's always good to remind everyone that while farmers are doing their best to produce more food on less land with less resources, that the average amount of money that comes per dollar spent on food continues to decrease for the farmer. And currently, according to the USDA's Food Dollar Series, farmers earn less than 16 cents per dollar spent on food.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.